This week's podcast is the 100th episode. So to celebrate this milestone, I have a rather special episode for you. Hello and welcome to episode 100 of the Working With Podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. This week I want to tell you all about what I learned from Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within seminar, conference, event, whatever you want to call it, last week. I was incredibly fortunate to be able to attend this event and I picked up a lot of tips and knowledge around getting maximum performance in everything we do. From a productivity perspective, I want to share some of those tips with you. Now, before I get into that though, we now have less than 4 months before the end of the year, and if you are serious about turning 2020 and beyond into your most successful year and decade, then now is the time to begin thinking about what you want to change, what you want to accomplish, and who you want to become. I put together an Evernote tutorial on my YouTube channel last week that takes you through 6 very powerful questions that will guide you towards achieving a fantastic result. Even if you are not using Evernote, you will still find the video useful and you'll also be able to download the question sheet. The question sheet is also available for free on my website. Links to both of these are in the show notes. And if you are ready to take your productivity and goal planning to the next level of performance, then I have also put my 3-month coaching program on special offer. You can now get 3 months of coaching for just $295. That's saving yourself $75. With this coaching, you will get me guiding you through your goals and helping you to set up the right workflows to make sure when the new year begins, you start it with purpose and intention and start achieving your goals right from day one. All the details for my coaching programs are again in the show notes. Now, the Mystery Podcast voice this week is having the week off as there is no question to answer. So, what did I learn from Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within? Well, the first thing I learned, and this comes up on day one and two, is that motion equals emotion. Now, what does that really mean? Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been sat down for a few hours without moving? You know, just sat down either in a car on a long journey or perhaps mindlessly watching TV. How much energy do you have? Very little. You'll probably find you are not in the mood to do very much. That's because your body has slowed down. Your mind and body work together, and so when your body does not move, neither does your mind. To change that, to change your state, all you have to do is move. Now, of course, if you've been sat down for a long time, that is a lot easier said than done. But if you want to instantly change your mood, give yourself instant energy, then get up and move. If you can, dance. Put on some uplifting music and just dance for a few minutes. You'll find almost immediately your mood changes. It lifts, and when you are in a positive mood, you will always make better decisions and you will feel a lot more positive. Now, I know all that sounds very simple. It is. But it really does work. This is why your best decisions will always be made when you are moving. I remember nearly 18 years ago, I made the decision to come to Korea while playing with my dog in the local park. I was moving. Prior to that day, I had spent weeks thinking about it and not really making any decision. That moment of movement was when I made possibly the best decision of my life so far. I know it works. And if you really want to change your mood, then you need astitude. I've linked to a video in the show notes that will teach you all about that one, and that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Now, another thing that really resonated with me was the pyramid of mastery. This came up on day 3, and what it means is you have 7 areas of your life that need to be mastered in order to have a great life. These are physical, your physical fitness, health, and vitality. There's that energy again. Emotion and meaning. If you're not controlling your emotions, then your emotions are controlling you. You need to be developing habits that puts you in a positive mood every day. Your relationships. If your relationships are not strong, then you are not going to be able to perform at your best. Your broken relationships will weigh on your mind. Fixing your broken relationships need to be a priority. Time. You need to be in charge of your time and not allow others to control what you do each day. Mastering your time, learning to say no and giving yourself quality me time each day is a must. Your career and your mission. If you're not happy with your career and your mission in life, you should be reevaluating why you are doing what you are doing. What is your purpose? If your career and life's mission are not motivating you, then you either need to reassess why you're not doing what you are doing, or why you are not enjoying what you are doing, or you need to change careers completely. Next up is finances. I suppose this is an obvious one. If you are worried about your financial health, finding you have too much month at the end of your salary, then this will be a huge burden on your emotional strength. And finally, your contribution and spirituality. Fulfillment does not come from achieving your goals. Fulfillment comes from who you become in attaining your goals and what you give back to the world. When you are giving, your spirit is placed in a much more positive state. When you are taking, you never quite feel right. That for me was powerful stuff, and I have already begun the process of building my goals around these 7 areas of mastery for next year. And if you follow me on YouTube, then you will find a number of videos coming out this week where I show you how you can build these 7 areas into your daily routines. There were 2 other big things I learned and have already implemented into my daily routines. The first is my nutrition. Now, I've always been pretty good with nutrition, but I learned the value of eating a more alkaline-based diet to help keep my health strong and energy high. And I also learned about priming. Priming is where you give yourself 10 to 15 minutes in the morning to prepare yourself for the day ahead. It's a form of meditation where you essentially put yourself in a positive state. On the Tony Robbins blog, you can find a lot more information about this, as well as a guided video. I would highly recommend you incorporate this into your daily life. Again, I've linked to that in the show notes. Now, would I recommend Unleash the Power Within? Absolutely. I've been on a lot of workshops and courses in my time, but nothing comes close to this one. UPW, as we call it, changes lives. It's highly energetic, at times emotional, and the music played will stick with me for the rest of my life. I've already created a playlist for that one. And finally, the Firewalk. Did I do it? Absolutely. Did I learn anything from it? Definitely. The purpose of doing the Firewalk is to show us that when we get control of our mindset, focus, and physical self, we can achieve almost anything. To do the Firewalk, we are shown how to put ourselves into a state that places where we are determined, focused, certain, and ready to do something we have previously feared. When you take that state out into your own world, a lot of positive changes can happen for you. The confidence generated from the firewalk is incredible, and it is something that will live on in me for the rest of my life. Now, before I finish, I would like to say a huge thank you to all of you. This is the 100th episode of this podcast, and we recently went past 100,000 downloads. That's an incredible achievement for a less than 2-year-old podcast. So thank you so, so much to all of you for making that happen. I do these podcasts for you, and I feel so grateful that I get the chance to serve you each week, every week. Thank you also to all of you who have sent in your questions. Your questions are the lifeblood of this podcast, and it is what makes it what it is. So I want you all to reach over your head and pat yourself on the back. You are all incredible. And in the words of Joseph McClendon III, you freaking rock. Don't forget, if you have a question you would like answering on this podcast, just send me an email or DM me on Twitter or Facebook. I'd love to answer your questions. Okay, it just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.